take a ride in the truck.
Oh boy, I love this truck. Oh yeah, open that door. Here we go now, down that old Lee Highway.
Crank her up now, boys. Okay. Oh, let's get her up there. Come on, a good crank, let's go. Oh, almost got it, almost gives you.
Oh, I think you got it now.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the Highwood String Band and their CD, Feed Your Baby's Onions, on Rounder Records. The title comes from the old adage, feed your baby's onions, so you can find them in the dark. We heard the classic Lee Highway Blues. This week, we begin an occasional feature offering a primer to study a particular style of music. Consider this first installment to be Old Time Music 101. The term old-time music comes from the record labels who, in the early days of recording, labeled the 78 RPM records with the style of music that was included. This was a service to the record buyer who wanted to know what kind of music the record contained. Old-time music covers a wide variety of roots music. It can be fiddle music, fiddle and banjo music, group instrumental music, or accompanied or a cappella vocal music, or any combination. Most of this music emanated from the Southern Appalachian and Smoky Mountains. The style has endured over time, with more players of banjo and fiddle music today per capita than in the golden years of the music in the 1920s and 30s. Most of the classic old-time recordings were made from 1923 to 1934, when the Great Depression all but wiped out the record industry. If you had the money to buy a record, you were more likely to buy food for your family. We'll open the program with what is generally thought as the first commercial old-time recording, Fiddlin' John Carson's Little Old Log Cabin in the Lane, recorded on June 19, 1923. Curiously, this was not the first commercial recording of old-time music. Eck Robertson and Henry Gilliland recorded Arkansas Traveler in September 1922, but this recording was not widely distributed until after Carson's was released. Here's Fiddlin' John Carson with Little Old Log Cabin in the Lane from a collection on Document Records. Beware, this is a very scratchy record. He accompanies his vocal with a fiddle. Here's Fiddlin' John Carson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I was walking down the street yesterday when the ugliest man I ever saw in my life, and I passed a real pretty girl, and the ugly fella said, "You see that girl smile at me?" Why, I said, "Good Lord, man, that's nothing. First time I saw you, I laughed outright." "Ask that girl to be my wife, what do you reckon?" she said. "Would not help a fool boy if everyone else is dead. He ain't going to get no supper at night, he ain't going to get no supper at night. At night, he ain't gonna get no supper at night. On my way to South Mountain, fire you will, I'm a going away. Fire you will, I'm a going away. That big boom in Florida, boys, we know it, we know it. 49 banks in Georgia closing, that's the way they showed it. Well, Jenny put the kittens on, Sally broke the dinner on. Jenny put the kittens on, the banks are gone. Wanna get no supper at night? Wanna get no supper at night? On my way to South Mountain, fire you will, I'm a going away. bank went broke, we know it, we know it. $28,000 lost and just the figures to show it. Oh, Jenny, put the kettle on, Santa broke the dinner on. Jenny, put the kettle on, the bank's all gone. I never was as hungry in my life. You know, I hadn't had nothing to eat for 3 long days. Hadn't had a thing but water. And folks, I'd actually drank so much water, my stomach thought my throat was taking in morphine. And then they come giving me this. You ain't gonna get no supper at night. You ain't gonna get no supper at night. On my way to South Mountain, gradual, I'm going away. Girls all sweet to South Mountain, gradual, I'm going away. And in London town, we know it, we know it. 3 banks in the town went broke, and the people's look to show it. Oh, Jenny, put the kettle on, Santa broke the dinner horn. Jenny, put the kettle on, the bank's all gone. You ain't gonna get no supper at night, you ain't gonna get no supper at night.
Now, folks, we're gonna play some good dance music. If you ain't right, get right. Get ready now, let's go. Hot dog.
Hello, Mac. How are you?
Oh, just fine, boy. When did you get up?
Just now I got in, Mac.
That's fine business. Well,
like you got a bunch of good music around here, huh?
Yeah, I got lots of it. There's a bunch of my boys I got hired around here. Good string band, too. Fine, yeah.
What you got for your stuff, Mac?
Oh, I'm getting... You want the best, I guess.
Best you got, yeah.
Well, I can give you some sweet mash for 2.5 gallons. I can give you sugar liquor for $2. That is, if you got your own cans with you.
You're a little high, ain't you, Mac?
High nothing. You fellas get 22 pints to a gallon down there in Atlanta. And want me to give you my liquor, don't you? That's a
pretty
good
one. For you, Mac. How about fill me up?
All right, boys, let's fill him up here now. And I'd like to hear a little tune while the boys are filling you up.
That's yeah, I'll be fine. Play a little tune while I'm waiting.
All right, boys, let's fill him up here now. And don't run none of them cans over. Ain't no use to waste it. And come on now, let's rest of you fellas play him a little tune here.
You boys, stick him up there. We got you covered. Watch that big boy over by the bushes, Tom. He's trying to get away.
Won't be long now.
What are you boys starting around here? Who's running this place?
I'm running it myself. Just a minute now.
Where do you live?
I live right over the hill, man.
What kind of a run you got started?
We got about 500 gallons done run off.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to bust you up and take you down to Gainesville.
Look like it's some way to get out of this now.
No.
A taste of this.
No, don't worry.
It won't hurt you. That's some of the best you ever tasted
in
your life.
Well, that is pretty good liquor. I'll admit that. What's all these estimates doing
good,
around
that's
here?
That's good liquor. And there's some of my boys around here play. Maybe he'll taste
can
of it.
Can they fiddle? Well, that's good liquor, all right.
He'll take another little shot.
No, I got plenty. I'd like to hear a little music if they can play.
They can play good.
Well, let's have a tune.
All right, boys, come on, play him a little tune now. Hoop it on up. It's either play or go to jail. Let's go now.
Fiddling fools, all right, aren't they?
They can play good. Here, taste of it.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mac. You seem to be a pretty decent boy.
I try to be.
I'm going to let you off this time if you'll give me about 10 of those cans. Can you do that?
Man, I'll give you 100 if
all
you
right,
want. Steal and all.
Away from him.
All right, boys, fix him up 100 of them there.
I want you to keep quiet from here on. Keep quiet.
All right, we sure will. Well, we'll do that.
Good luck to you, boys.
Goodbye.
Back in 1927, Gid Tanner and his Skillet Liquors began a 14-part story called A Corn Liquor Still in Georgia, kind of a skit that was over seven different 78 RPM records. And we heard the first part there, Corn Liquor Still in Georgia, featuring Gid Tanner, Clayton McMitchin, Low Stokes on the fiddles, Riley Puckett on the guitar, and Fate Morris on the banjo. That's been reissued on Voyager Recordings. And before that, we heard from Leonard Rutherford and Blind Richard Burnett. They were from down on the Cumberland Plateau in Kentucky, in Monticello, Kentucky. Recorded in Atlanta on November 3rd, 1927. That was Ladies on the Steamboat. That's from the collection Burnett and Rutherford, 1926 to 1930 on Document Records. And before that, we heard Uncle Dave Macon recorded in New York City in September of 1926, and the Sourwood Mountain Medley, and that's from a CD, one of the very first CDs of old-time music I ever purchased, Uncle Dave Macon's Country Music Hall of Fame series collection on MCA Records. And we let off with Fiddlin' John Carson and Little Old Log Cabin in the Lane, recorded in June of 1923. 500 copies were pressed, and they immediately sold out. Fiddlin' John Carson. That's on Document Records. We're listening to Old Time Music 101 this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And the last couple weeks of July and the first couple weeks of August 1927, Ralph Peer came down to Bristol, Tennessee to look for recording artists. He put a little ad in the paper, and people came from miles around. The two greatest finds were Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family. Here's Jimmy Rogers, recorded on August the 4th, 1927, with The Soldier's Sweetheart on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Once I had a sweetheart, a sweetheart brave and true. His hair was dark and curly, loving eyes were blue. He told me that he loved me, and he often proved it so. And he often come to see me when the evening sun was low. But they took him away to this awful German wall. And when he come to say goodbye, my heart did overflow. He says goodbye, little darling, to France I must go. He takes the golden finger ring and he placed it on my hand. Said, remember me, little darling, when I'm in no man's land. He promised he would write to me, that promise he's kept true. And when I read this letter, I pray the war is through. The second letter I got from him, the war was just ahead. The third one wrote by his captain, my darling dear was dead. I'll keep all of his letters, I'll keep his gold ring too, and I'll always live a single life for the soldier who was so true.
I'm going away to leave you, love. I'm going to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I
devil off, don't send me a bundle of old Cindy gal. Knock along old Cindy, Cindy, knock along old Cindy, Cindy.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1710. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Feed Your Babies Onions from the Highwood String Band, and we just heard Fire on the Mountain. That's on Rounder Records. We are examining old-time music this week on The Sing Out Radio Magazine, kind of a primer, Old-Time Music 101. And before the Highwoods Band, we heard from the New Lost City Ramblers, who were the first of the City Billies, the folks who decided to play old-time music from a city perspective. And from their second album from 1959, we heard Whoop 'em Up Cindy, a tune that was from the playing of Uncle Dave Macon. That was on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, Tommy Jarrell and Oscar Jenkins, their fathers were both old-time musicians, and they got together and played some music in the 60s and the 70s up into the 80s. And we heard Rockingham Cindy from Down to the Cider Mill by Oscar Jenkins and Tommy Jarrell. Fred Cockrum's on that record, too, but he wasn't on that track. It's on County Records. And before that, from what's known as the Big Bang of country music, the Bristol Sessions, recorded in Bristol, Tennessee in late July and early August of 1927. We heard the Carter Family with Storms Are on the Ocean, recorded August 1st, 1927, and The Soldier's Sweetheart, recorded on August 4th, 1927, by Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy Rogers came with his band, the Tenniva Ramblers, but he split with them the night before he did these recordings, and it took him a while to find a tune that they could actually use to record, because he knew a lot of popular tunes. That's on Country Music Foundation Records. When I was first getting into old-time music, one of the fiddlers I was most aware of was a fellow named Melvin Wine from Copan, West Virginia. Here's Melvin with Upiney Mountain, recorded in 1976 at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. Upiney Mountain from Melvin Wine on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
promised you'd meet me at Adams this spring. Some money you'd bring me and other fine things. No money have I to better this case. We'll go and get married. It'll be no disgrace. Come get up behind me. Away we will ride to yonder's bright city. I'll make you my bride. I got up behind him. Away we did ride to yonder's deep river, where the waters flows wide. Little Omi, little Omi, I'll tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Oh pity, and spare me my life. Let me go a beggar if I can't be your wife. No pity, no pity, no pity have I. In yonder's deep river, your body shall lie. I beat her, I banged her, till she scarcely could stand. I threw her in the river below the mill dam. Little Omi was missing, nowhere could be found. Her friends and relation all gathered around. Up spoke her old mama, to the rest she did say, Jamie Randall has killed her and now run away. Jamie Randall's arrested, as I understand. They've got him in prison for killing a man. Jamie Randall's in Ireland, in prison bound down. He wrote his confession and sent it around. You may kill me, you may hang me, for I am the man. I drowned little Omi below the mill dam.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, there you took her life. You met her on the hillside, you stopped her with a knife. Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in Yander's Valley, a-hanging on a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, it was there, I suppose. There you went and killed her, and then you hid her clothes. Hang her head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang her head and cry. Kill her, Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. Take down the banjo, I'll pick it on my knee. For this time tomorrow, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, oh, hang your head and cry. Kill little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die.
We might not be listening to folk music at all if it wasn't for Frank Proffitt. That was Tom Dooley, or Tom Doola, as it was originally called, from Frank Proffitt of Reese, North Carolina, from a recording called Traditional Songs and Ballads of Appalachia. That's on Folk Legacy Records. Frank Proffitt. And before that, the wonderful ballad singer Addie Graham in a collection put together by her grandson, Rich Kirby. It's kind of sad because there are, 30 songs on here. Probably most of her repertoire can be held on one CD. We heard the classic murder ballad, Omi Wise, from Addie Graham in the recording Been a Long Time Travelin' on June Apple Records. And before that, from the Hammonds family. In Marlinton, West Virginia, we heard Burl Hammonds and the lovely song Singing Birds, recorded by my banjo guru, Dwight Diller, along with Carl Fleischhauer, in November of 1970. That's from the Hammonds Family Collection on Rounder Records, a collection of the Library of Congress recordings. And we let off that set with Melvin Wine, recorded at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival back in July of 1976, and Yupiney Mountain, probably the most common fiddle tune in West Virginia. That's from a recording called Classic Old Time Fiddle on Smithsonian Folkways. Well, you might think that there aren't too many young folks who are playing this music, but you'd be wrong. There are lots of youngsters out here playing old-time music at festivals and going to camps and learning how to play. Anna and Elizabeth, Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell, are two of the finest young practitioners. This is from their recording Sun to Sun, and the tune and the song, Green Icy Mountain, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm gonna cross that green icy mountain.
From the recording, Deep End Sessions, Volume 3, Ben Townsend and Friends, and Ben was playing fiddle, David Bragger was playing fiddle, Susan Platts was playing fiddle, a fiddle triumvirate, and Christopher Berry was playing the mandolin for Roaring River. Good stuff from Ben Townsend and Friends. Some younger folks playing old-time music these days. Before that, we heard from Ken Kolodner and Brad Kolodner in their newest recording, The Swift House, and we heard their take on Half Past Four. That's on Fenchurch Records from Brad and Ken. And we let off that set with Anna Roberts Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell and Green Icy Mountain from their recording Sun to Sun on Free Dirt Records. Hope you've enjoyed this old-time music primer. Sort of whet your appetite for more great old-time music. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1710.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger.